This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God we are the children of God. We're the children of light. And we obey the commandments of God, which is the Word of God. And just thanking God for the teaching that we get, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And we're thanking God for our great leader who is declaring unto us that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And thanking God for a great leader that's going to bring you the Word of God. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, evangelist, missionary, all the saints. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad for this door of utterance, and we're grateful for our leadership that's gone on, Moses and all the prophets and the apostles, the pastors and teachers that were given after God's own heart. We're glad for them. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to touch on the life that is being alienated, the life of God that's alienated from the people. Before we get into that thought, I want you to enjoy this number by our choir, Firstborn. Thank God.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, wheresoever he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. And so we hearken to the voice. Free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. To the angel in the midst, who's confirming the soul. You see, it's all about salvation. Yes, it is. The the saints of the Most High, keeping God's commandments, aligned with the whole heart, yes. And so we offer up to be born again, not of the world.
Thank God. Firstborn. That's who the church of God established in Jesus' name is. It's God's firstborn, and wherever you might be, whatever you might be called, those that are called by his name, if you're keeping God's commandments, you are called by the word of God. You are the firstborn. Deacon Debbie, what's the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And as I say, wherever you are, Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, he's talking about being called by the word. Yes. The word is calling you to obey. Yes. You're God's people. Yes. You are the firstborn. You are the only begotten of the Father, because God only beget those that submit to his word. Yes. Now, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. If you want to understand what we're talking about here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, become a commandment keeper, which only means obeying God's word. And you cannot do that if the word is not being preached. And if they're not preaching God's commandments, you're not being preached the word of God. And that's why the scripture says, how can you hear without a preacher? Yes. And how can they preach except they be sent? Yes. And this scripture goes on to say, he that is sent by God speaketh the words of God. And these are the words God spake. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 18. Alienated from the life of God, so many churchgoers, those that are called by his name. And that's why the Lord said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Because the devil have scattered God's people, scattered those that would or say they're called by his name, and they don't have knowledge of his word, scattered in heart. Wherever they might be in this world, they are not privileged to know God's word. But if you're chosen, God knows your beginning and your ending. You're going to find the word. You're going to find God. God is going to find you. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Ephesians 4 and 18, Deacon Franny.
Having the understanding darkened.
The understanding. We just read in Deuteronomy 4 and 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. So it doesn't matter where you come from, what nation you're from. This is the understanding you get when you begin to keep and when you're taught the precepts of God. Mm-hmm. Having the understanding darkened, what?
Being alienated from the life of God.
The understanding is darkened when you're alienated from those that are keeping God's commandments, those that are obeying God. You're alienated. And you can be right in the midst and be alienated, because if you're not obeying, you're alienated from living the life.
Yes.
Of God, what?
Mm-hmm. Through the ignorance that is in them.
And if you don't obey, it's through the ignorance that's in you. What do you mean? You're ignorant to understand what to do.
Right.
Why?
Because of the blindness of
it's
their
because
heart.
God have allowed, and not so much God, but you not obeying, have allowed the devil to blind you. Mm-hmm. And it's called ignorance.
All right.
Now you don't know what to do. You knew when you first came and read what God said. God spake all these words. You understood. But as you traveled along, you let the devil trick you.
Yes.
And that's what has happened to the church world eons ago. That's why they have these natural crosses, thinking that represents God's word or the Lord or what and how he was crucified. That does not. That's a natural depiction that has nothing to do with obeying the word, which is the cross of Christ.
Yes.
Through the ignorance that is in them because of what?
Of the blindness.
The
of
blindness
their heart.
Of their heart. Mm-hmm. The understanding being alienated from the life. Let's go to Genesis.
Yes.
Because in the beginning, from the very beginning, God had a plan and has a plan for that one that will live for God, the one that he creates. And it's called being born again. Genesis 1 and 27. What does it say?
Yes, so God created man in his own image.
So God created you and I, we that keep God's commandments. By bringing forth the word and we submitting to it.
Yes.
That's how create a new heart in you. New mind. The mind of Christ.
Yes.
This was his plan from the beginning. God created man what? Mm-hmm.
In his own image.
What?
In the image of God created he.
Now God's image is without sin. To sum it all up. Mm-hmm. Without sin, period. That's the image Adam came in. He had no sin in his life. Mm-hmm. When he was created.
Yes.
Male and what?
Male and female created he them.
What?
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply.
Now God don't bless you when you have sin in your life. The blessings come when you are striving to live for God and you've overcome the world coming in and you began to obey God. God said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. Mm-hmm. You're blessed.
Yes.
Multiply.
And replenish the earth.
And God wants you to replenish in the fruits of righteousness.
Yes.
What?
And subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea.
God wants us to have dominion over the fish of the what?
Of the sea.
What?
And over the fowl of the air.
And what?
And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
So God wants us to have power over everything that moves. Mm-hmm. That means in all of these different movements, political, militant, God don't want his people to get caught up because someone have a beef with the government to start pillaging. Because someone is treated wrongfully, you get out there and start robbing the people, tearing down, building and burning up things because of your anger. God didn't ask for that. That's not godlike. But so many times when disruption comes in these neighborhoods, all around the world, when there's problems, there's the church going right in the forefront. Going to somebody's church, no doubt, pillaging, trying to get vengeance back, trying to get justice. That's in God's hands.
Yes.
God wants to have power over these things that move upon us to react.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, let's go to 2 and 15 in Genesis. What does it say?
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the
garden.
After
he created the man, he had no sin in his life. That's in God's image. He put him in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Of Eden.
What?
To dress it and to keep
so
it.
So contrary to what ones believe, you don't have the choice of going and coming as you please when you're up under a shepherd. You're placed in a place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And you should go and come as the Lord directs. It's through leadership.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden
what?
Thou mayest freely
so
eat.
So God let us know what we should eat. We shouldn't eat from the ways of the world. Everything come down the pike. Bump jangle, bumping hands now. All kind of mess. Whatever moves on the people through that devil, here go God's people take it on the same role. God don't want us to be moved like that.
That's right.
God should lead and guide us when we're moved to do a thing.
That's right.
And we should eat from what God commands. And God said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes,
that's what we eat from. Read.
Yes. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
what?
Thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Now Adam was created, had no sin in his life. But he let him know what was coming and what not to touch and what to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's go to Job 3 and 1.
All right.
God instructed him well. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want anything to move upon us to the extent we should obey it above his word.
Right.
Yes, even God let instructions or was moved to do a thing. But God was not moved to do evil, and he's not going to let evil overtake us. Because
right.
he said, I put no more on you than you're able to bear. Just enough that we'd be able to grow and get strong. Because
yes.
you cannot get strong unless you have opposition. Mm-hmm. Job 1 and 6, what does it say?
1 and 6, yes, Pastor.
Now
there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
What?
And Satan came also.
So it doesn't matter because you go to church, that devil is present all the time, trying to move on one to have a spirit about something.
Yes.
What?
And the Lord said unto Satan,
what?
Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth.
What?
And from walking up and down in it.
Wait a minute, he's going to and fro today. Mm-hmm. And I remember years ago when Flip Wilson, the comedian, had a program, and he always said, oh, the devil made me do it.
He did, yes, Pastor.
Devil moves upon people and get them to do things. God's people should have power that we don't go that way.
Right.
That we obey God and resist that devil, and he will flee.
Yes.
What happened?
And the Lord said unto Satan,
what?
Hast thou considered my servant Job?
Now wait a minute. He wasn't trying to put anything on Job he couldn't handle. God knows all things.
Yes.
But he asked this devil, have you considered Job? Because mm-hmm. God knows what Job was going to do. Maybe Job didn't know, but God knew.
Mm-hmm.
And although Job knew, he yet had to be tested because he hadn't gone through it. We have a mind, I'm going to live for God, whatever come and go. But you don't know it till it comes.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
what happened?
That there is none like him in the earth.
What?
A perfect and upright man.
Wait a minute. Well, these so-called churchgoers say, can't nobody live perfect. Yes, Job did. God said he was perfect and upright.
Yes, and upright.
But none
man.
Like him in the earth.
All
and
right.
there's none like God's people.
Go ahead.
God said, I'll place you above all people. I'll make you the head and not the tail.
Right.
That's what God said.
Yes.
I believe God.
Yes, Lord.
Don't get upset with me because we say, well, God said we're above all people.
All
don't
right.
get no
ahead,
problem.
Ahead.
That's what God said.
Isn't
that beautiful? Get a spirit with God.
All right.
God said that. Why don't you claim what the Lord has given you if you have him? Read.
Go ahead. One that feareth God.
One that fear God. What?
And escheweth evil.
Wait a minute. Fear God. I
right.
believe Solomon said, here's the conclusion of the whole matter.
Right.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
Yes. Yes.
But the lying preachers say, no one could keep those commandments. No one could keep this law. Well, the Lord said, keep my commandments
right.
and live.
All right.
Read.
Then Satan answered the Lord and
what?
Said, does Job fear God for not?
Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine that devil today, day and night, is going before the Lord? He's not talking about you if you haven't been born again. He's not talking about you if you don't know the Lord. He's talking about God's people.
Right.
That's the one he's concerned about.
That's
he
right.
want to get. He already got you if you're not keeping God's commandments.
All right.
The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job?
Yes.
And what he said, thou has what?
Yes, Pastor.
And then what now?
I'm on 9, Pastor. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for not?
Doth Job fear God? He's challenging the Lord now.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
Hast not thou made an hedge about him?
What?
And about his house?
Well, that's true about God's people.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep saying, nobody keep those commandments. Wait a minute. God has a hedge around his people.
Yes.
And that devil cannot do no more to us than God allows.
That's right.
What
Beautiful.
Father or mother would allow their child to run out in front of a car and they can't walk
right.
hardly, crawl?
Yes. Yes.
You protect them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to give that child enough so they can grow. Just enough. To overcome.
Yes.
To get stronger, to grow and become young adults. What?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And about all that he hath on every side.
What?
Thou hast blessed the work of his hand.
What?
And his substance is increased in the land.
Well, God said, I'll bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Going out and coming in if you keep my commandments. So we don't have to sit around holding hands praying over a piece of bread.
All right, Pastor.
When God have already blessed it, when you say, I will keep your word, I will obey. I'll bless your storehouse. Everything you put your hands to do, God said, I'm going to bless it. Read.
Yes. but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath.
Challenging the Lord, touch him.
Yes.
Put forth the hand.
Hand now.
Touch all that he hath. What?
Mm-hmm. And he will curse thee to thy face.
Well, that's trials and tests.
Yes.
Sometimes it looked like God had forsaken us. But God hadn't forsaken. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always. That's the trial of our faith. Do we trust God? Do we believe God? Job was going to find out just how much he loved God.
All right.
What did he say?
And the Lord said unto Satan,
what did he say?
Behold, all that he hath is in thy power.
Now, wait a minute. All he had is in your power. You got it now.
Yes.
But he put boundaries and limitations. Mm-hmm. What?
Only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand.
What do we care if they God suffered an enemy to take everything we got? But our soul, Lord, don't let him overtake my soul. That's all we care about.
Yes,
God said, I put no more in you than you're able to bear.
Yes.
What?
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He went forth from the presence. Now let's go to Revelations 12. We're going to come back.
Beautiful.
Revelations 12.
Yes.
And 9. Let's see.
Thank God.
Isn't this beautiful?
This is beautiful.
So, yes. Pastor Boy, we know what that says. We know all about Satan and his works. Well, if you did, you wouldn't allow him to work on you so much.
Yes.
You know about his works, but he's working big time in all of these churches, so many of them, because they act like they don't know the Lord, and they don't.
Right.
12 and 9 says what?
And the great dragon was cast out.
What?
That old serpent called the devil.
Did you know that devil is called a serpent? Because when you read in Genesis, the serpent began to ask the woman questions.
Mm-hmm.
There was no snake. That was the devil.
Go ahead.
That old serpent called what?
The devil and Satan.
What?
Which deceiveth the whole world.
And wait a minute. We know he's a dragon. He's a great dragon because he drag out everything you stand for. That's what his mission is to do.
Yes.
Great dragon called a serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Called the devil and Satan. What?
Which deceiveth the whole world.
He deceived the world and he tries to deceive God's people and kill them. Where they become his people.
Yes.
But in order to become God's people, you must be born again. The secret is everybody is his people. Until you're born again. Once you're born again, he's coming after you.
Yes.
Satan, which deceived the whole world, what?
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
His spirit's right with him. Cast out into the earth means anywhere he can find a place to abide. What?
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
what?
Now has come salvation.
Now has come salvation, or is it strength? And strength.
And the kingdom of our God.
Now God is coming because God come to save that which was lost.
Yes.
What?
And the power of his Christ.
What?
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
What?
Which accused them before our God day and
so
night.
So when you live for God, that devil day and night, is that what he did when the Lord said, what you doing, Satan?
Right. Yes, Pastor.
Going to and from, up and down the earth.
Up and down, yes.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Have you considered Job? How did he accuse him? Well, if you do so, he's going to curse you.
All right.
Let's go back to Job.
All right.
Job 1 and 19. Let's go there.
19.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Did we read all of that? Job, let's go there. Job, what did we stop reading there?
12, Pastor.
12. Then let's go to 19 verse. Let's see what he did.
Yes, Pastor. And behold,
what?
There came a great wind from the wilderness.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Didn't he say all that's he has us in thy power. That's the power of the devil with these great winds.
Right.
Every time a storm comes or a big wind or earthquake, whatever. Oh, that's God. No, it's not. It's the prince of this world.
Go ahead.
That's right. Yes.
Devil have power to move winds.
Yes, Lord.
Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness. What?
And smote the four corners of the house.
So wait, that devil can smoke places by the power of a wind. He has that power.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
And it fell upon the young men.
What?
And they are dead.
What?
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
What?
And then Job arose and went and rent his mantle and shaved his head.
What?
And fell upon the ground and worshiped.
Wait a minute. He wasn't moved to curse God. He said, Lord, why did you do this?
All right.
He didn't say, why you do this? That devil did it, but he didn't do anything but worship God.
Mm-hmm.
Many times these churches go, every time something happens, it's the Lord's will. Who said it's that? But God's will that we be tested. It's that devil's will to bring destruction many times.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Read.
And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb.
What?
And naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away.
What?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Well, he knew if anybody is doing this, God allowed it. Mm-hmm. But that devil did this. Right. But the Lord allowed, which is yet the Lord. Oh, but what?
Yes, Lord. In all this, Job sinned not. Nor charge God foolishly.
In all this what?
Job sinned not.
He sinned not.
Yes. All right, all right.
That means that devil didn't move upon him to sin against God. Isn't that right. Beautiful?
Yes,
now
yes,
what
sir.
Does 2:1 say in Job?
Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
What?
And Satan came and also among them to present himself before the Lord.
Wait a minute. So I don't care what we're going through. Devil's right there to continually accuse us. Mm-hmm. How did we do before the Lord? What did he say?
Yes. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said,
what?
From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
What?
And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
What?
That there is none like him in the earth.
What?
A perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil.
What?
And still he holds fast.
Still
his
he hold fast his yes. integrity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although thou movest me against him.
Although you move me mm-hmm. against him, what?
To destroy
but
him.
But God didn't destroy him. So God didn't sin. God was moved against him. The devil tried to move to destroy him, but God said, you can test him, but you can't destroy him. That's what the devil does. He moves upon one, he'll move upon God.
Yes.
But God didn't let him overtake him. And move upon us to destroy us.
That's right.
Go back to Genesis.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God wants to have power over the devil to understand. As the scripture said, don't let sin reign.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.